An Oxford University law graduate who works for Sotheby's is living in a ditch to prove people can do without all the modern conveniences. I just want to mention to this guy, I think Neanderthal man proved this was possible already. Don't want to rain on this fella's parade, but the freaking caveman already tested this theory, and it works. Man can live in a ditch, all right? Why are these people all wanting to get into the Guinness World Book of Records? Hey, fella, we already found out man can live in a hovel, in a cave, in a tree, in a freaking swamp, in a desert. Man has survived just about everywhere and done so just fine, without computers, without iPods, cell phones, laptops, beepers, without toasters, hair dryers, microwaves, tanning beds. You're not proving anything that we don't already know. Let me let you in on a little secret. Give a guy some grub and a little water and shelter, and he can live a pretty decent life just about anywhere. Been done, often. I go home every night to a ditch. Have I told you people that? I know I've said I live in a house. I lied. I live in a muddy, stench-filled ditch, but I have a Steinway. I play ditch music. You people like ditch music at all? Yeah. Woke up this morning, found more mud. Dirt and water is my best bud. Spend more time with it than a cow with his cud. Woke up this morning and I found more mud. It ain't pretty, but it says it all. Yeah, see, that's that. Ditch music, for those folks who like it, has also been called trench music. It was called trench music in World War I when it was first invented. Very popular. Trench tunes. You ever hear trench tunes? Shoot that freaking Jerry, he'll fall in the mud. Then look at your uniform all full of crud. Then lose your hearing from a mortar shell. No wench in your trench. War is hell. Lee-dee-dee-dee. You know these tunes? You familiar with this music at all?